99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Thank you all for being a part of Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday is here every Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. So, of course, the next edition will be next Thursday. Now it's time for us to go to the Lords of Logic. You have been spectacular. All right, so I think that I need to describe from my understanding, maybe not today. So someone I know that I always forget, I tell you that often, but someone, a child of truth, remind me, I think we're going to try to describe love on a later day. I feel the reason people do not totally benefit from love, or the reason people are afraid of love, or maybe the reason people misunderstand love, or the reason people don't even know what love is because of a poor interpretation, a poor definition, a poor comprehension, or maybe even a lack of it. That's why love is misconstrued, love is misunderstood, love is misjudged, and then love is abused. And then the lover even suffers, because I think it's one thing for you to be the lover, it's something else for you to determine what abuse is, so that you know when to at least try separate love from abuse, because you don't allow... So you see, your life is given to you and you have a responsibility to defend your life. It is a non-negotiable. I think love is like that. It's a non-negotiable. You don't allow love suffer like that. So God says, so the Bible says something about those who do not accept the offer of Christ would be nailing Christ to the cross a second time. But you see, Christ came first as the lamb. That's what it said, right? But he would have to come back as a judge. It means that you are in love and you give yourself to someone and maybe they abuse it. Then the abuse must be judged. So even in the mythology of Christ and the cross, it's evident that abuse must be judged. You don't suffer something and say, well, because you want someone to call you a virtuous woman, you die. I don't get, after the cross, death is useless. Death is defeated first. Then it has no justification, therefore. It's like, well, Jesus has died, so I'm supposed to put up with your crap. Because what? Why should I suffer unduly after Jesus died? We're supposed to die twice. What are you? Who's your daddy? So, even in the mythology of the theory, or the story, in case you don't believe it, is like one, he was the lover boy, the savior who came, and then the other one is coming as a judge. And I think, well, it's because that if you don't take the offering, well, unfortunately, grace gets done and something must come. What did he say?
He said that he had an intercourse with three of his cousins, and he doesn't feel anything, doesn't feel regret for it.
That's all right. Yeah. I mean, there are people who Jesus gave salvation and they don't want it. It's all right.
No.
I'm sorry, he deleted the message and it's okay. And I don't want you to feel any type of way about it. But there's a problem that you... So it was the same thing I said when the show started, where I referenced one caller who said something about, I had a relationship with two sisters and it was wonderful. And then somewhere in his narrative, he says, oh, but I feel regret. So I understand his story, and I'm not judging him for the story, but I have a problem with the psychology here, the human psychology. So he's like, wait, do you regret it or is it pleasurable? Because the moment you regret it, the pleasure ceases to be pleasurable. You cannot hold on to the benefits of corruption and still judge corruption. No. You cannot eat with the devil and condemn the devil, basically. It's like if you're eating with the devil, you make mockery of your... You can't eat with the devil and judge the devil. You have no grounds to judge the devil. You have eaten the devil or eaten with the devil. So I have a problem with when people do something. They did something 10 years ago. And then they come today and be like, oh, what I did 10 years ago was bad. But yeah, no, I don't apologize. It's like, wait. So what I said on the show today is I don't understand it. So wait. Are you sure you're at a different place? Then this different place automatically... So what's ideal? So to have an ideal is a judge. So let me give you an example. If you say you don't want to be fat, and as such, you would not eat anything that makes you add weight unduly. Say, let's say, oh, you're cutting off ice cream because So that's a law you have made for yourself. You didn't make it for any other person. You say, for myself, no ice cream. I don't want to be fat, right? That's a law you have made. The day you eat ice cream, what happens? You feel bad. So an ideal is a judge. The moment you have an ideal, it's a judge. So if you did something 10 years ago and you come into a new understanding today and you say, what I did last 10 years ago was bad, you have set up a judgment room. That's what you've done. So it doesn't appear to me to be accurate if you say, I am not sorry. It's like, wait. Then if you're not sorry, you can continue. If you're not sorry, you might as well continue. Because what it means is that in my head it is in my head it's like, if you say you're in a new understanding and your new understanding does not judge the old, then you are still the same man. You're still the same man. What it should be is, if you're in a new understanding and the new understanding judges the old, remember that you're now a new man, right? So automatically the elements of the new man almost puts your old man to shame. So you actually feel the shame, like, wow, I did that. I shouldn't have done that. I'm so ashamed I did that because of what you have become. So if you feel no remorse, you're the same man. So if you say you slept with three sisters and you feel nothing, so you are a man, one that has not come to a different understanding. The day you come to the understanding, you'll feel remorse. That's exactly how I understand. The day you come, so I'm not judging you, but that even your own ideal judges you.
He wants to know if he's okay, not feeling.
I just explained it. Sorry, you said.
He wants to know if he's okay, not feeling.
I've explained it. You're the same old man. Nothing stops you from doing it again today. There is no reason why you wouldn't do it again today. The moment you become a different man, that new man judges the old automatically. And God hasn't even said anything. I'm telling you, the new man judges the old. The new man judges the old. So I really wish you the light. It's my prayer to you. I really wish you the light. Imagine all of your life's problems that could be solved if only you stood in the light. All of, like, I think you would have solved like 80% of your life's problems if you stood in the light. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, now this is the part I love. The Lords of Logic. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. So here what we're doing today. We're continuing a conversation. You remember our gist about love and love making and worship?
I love that topic.
All right. So we dealt with that topic 3 weeks ago for 2 weeks. Last week we dealt with something different, right? So today I want to say to you, from my judgment, it does quite appear that a larger group of men and women who called in agree that there is, some say similarity, some say they're the same. I say that they're the same. The expressions are different, but they're the same thing, just different. It's like a woman who is a very good cook and she does it with all her heart, and a man who is a very good, give me something, a very good dad, and he does it with all his, the expressions are different, but the element or the force at work in them is the same thing. Pardon? Well, you can break it down to numbered things. The good, the truth, passion, responsibility, understanding, love, commitment, the seed that is the fruit. No. How did they say that? What's that parable about the fruit on the tree? The seed is of the fruit, right? Yeah. So the man is a seed that is... The man is a fruit of a seed. Wait. Yeah, the man is the fruit of the seed. So let's say the man's father is of truth, and that's the seed. Then his son is the fruit of the... Yeah, that's it. You get it? It's not complex, is it? No, it's not. So the father is this fruit, and the seed, for example, is the father. So the father is, again, what his father was. Yeah. All right. So if we agree that... lovemaking, and we largely agree. If you disagree, you have an opportunity today. If we agree that lovemaking and worship are the same thing, then drum roll. What do you say about sleeping around randomly, like just sleeping around randomly. What does that mean? Now let's interpret that. What does that mean? That you are not in any committed altar, which would be a person whom you're in love with or whom you're married to. But for you, based on flex, what do you call it these days in the streets?
Vibes.
Based on vibes. Yeah. Oh, yo. Oh, yeah. Vibes. Uh-huh. And some on Twitter, they say vibes and inshallah. Okay. So it's like, so based on vibes, based on, I don't know, you're like, I like you, you like me. You know, like the lady who said that a business partner is on her mattress is like, yeah, I guess. So what does it mean when people sleep around randomly? So today on the show, we're trying to define what it means. If we agree that lovemaking is worship, then to be worshiping like a man with no religion, that's what it means then, right? So it's like, you're in this woman's bed, you're in every, you hear men brag about how many women they slept with. So what does it mean to be a man with no altar? So you're just worshiping different gods after you say you don't worship herbalists. 99.3 Nigeria.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Joyce, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to radio.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We begin. All right. So what do we say about the multitude of people we're sleeping with on Nigeria Info? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Thanks. Hello, good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
I just want to commend you. You are a source of inspiration to people.
Oh, Joyce, bless you.
You should please consider marriage counseling.
For real?
Consider it. Please, I beg you.
For real?
Consider it, I beg you.
If you pay me in dollars, I might just look it up.
I have been listening to you before you came to this station, before you got married, Seth. But that's just all I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, thank you, because I'm looking for employment.
You are a realist.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Now that I'm looking for dollar income, I might just consider it. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to radio. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Comrade Ikechu.
Yeah, good to have you here.
We call it people that are sleeping around, new era prostitution. I cannot surrender to a love that I cannot be respected, or I cannot be, I cannot have right to choose. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
So if my wife call me idiot or slap me, I will end the marriage.
Hey.
Because love does not make a slave. Yes, there must be a right to choose. There must be a right to franchise in love.
Okay.
Somebody cannot be carrying an alcohol. That is the thing where they take powerful food, come break your head or pour your water, send a love. That one is, you have surrendered to the person that will kill you now.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I get that.
So if they're in love, there must be mutual respect. There must be mutual understanding. There must be mutual liberty to choose.
So this
era, sleeping around, is called new era prostitution.
Okay, all right then. We'll take that. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So the supposition is that there is a perfect similarity. In fact, maybe they're the same thing, though their expressions are different. So for people who are sleeping around, what do we then say? Because we're trying to define what the act would mean. If we seem to agree that lovemaking is an altar. All right, welcome to the show then. My name's Joyce, what's your name? Make it back. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show, what's your name? Uh-oh, sorry about that. Hopefully you make a return. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, this is Abby Oyelowo on the line.
Thank you very much for calling.
Actually, you talk about sleeping around.
What do you think about that?
In my own context, anyway, I think sleeping around is actually an uncontrolled urge by a person or some people who cannot cheat on themselves, but to be pleased by their demand.
Who cannot what? Sorry, bring it back.
I said bring it back.
Yeah, what did you say? I didn't get that part, mate.
All right, I said sleeping around is an uncontrolled urge by a person or some people who cannot cheat on themselves.
Who cannot cheat on themselves?
Yes.
But it is an act of cheating on yourself to be sleeping around.
No, that is why I'm bringing this. Who cannot cheat on themselves, but to be pleased by their demand?
I'm lost, but I take it. Maybe someone is going to help me.
So I wanted. Why I say that is because somebody who is actually sleeping around, as he actually cannot deceive himself.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
He cannot deceive himself that this is what he needs.
He cannot deceive himself.
Yes.
I don't understand you. I'm sorry.
You don't understand?
No. You said he can't deceive himself?
Yes. Because somebody who actually is deceiving himself is somebody who actually has that same attitude or heart, but pretending not to be active.
Okay, so wait, are you saying that it is better to be sleeping around them because at least you're not deceiving yourself?
Yes, you are not deceiving yourself.
What does this say about the capacity of the human? Is that a disciplined man? Is that a man worthy? Is that a good? I don't know. Help me. Is that how men are?
You know why I say who cannot deceive yourself? Because I know a lot of people may come out saying this
people are going to say. Tell me what you understand.
That's why I'm putting it in my own context.
Yeah, so your context is that it's better to sleep around and that any men who do that are wonderful men.
No, I can't say they are wonderful men.
Oh, what kind of men are they?
I can't do it because it's not in my own nature.
Are they inferior or superior men? Or are they just men, which would be ordinary men? Like, what kind of men are they? Or women are they?
You want me to judge them?
No, you must judge. Why? Of course, you're going to judge action. No. You judge something to in comprehension, not in condemnation.
Okay.
You judge it in comprehension.
If I'm to judge, because I have to put it...
No, just give me an answer. Don't justify it. Just go ahead. Give me an answer.
Joyce, you are trying to play on this, my own intelligence.
Well, maybe
but
I can
actually,
win.
This is it. That's why I have to give you that context for you to understand.
Okay, I have to go off on a break. When we come back, this will continue.
All right.
Wow. And that was my first caller. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Wow.
Have you ever looked into someone's eyes and you just really believe in heaven? I need no preacher tell you because now the truth is in you. His name is Callum Scott and he features Leona Lewis. The song is titled The Reason. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We are now of the persuasion that worship and lovemaking are one and the same. So, what do we say about the singular human act of slipping around? Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
'Cause I need you to see.
Welcome to Nigeria. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello. Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
My name is Sonny. I'm calling from Ijushala.
All right, great. Go ahead. Turn off your radio. I can hear myself. I don't want to.
No, I'm off the radio. I'm off it.
All right, thank you.
Joy, I would like to say our people, there's no professional marriage counseling in the world.
I should do the business, right?
Ma,
I shouldn't do the business, right?
No.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. There's no professional marriage counseling in the world.
What does that mean?
If you check 95% of men in this life, they are cheating on their wives.
Which is sad, but yeah.
I'm telling you the fact.
Yeah, so what's your point? I should open shop, or I should open shop. What are you advising me?
Joy, I can't judge that one.
Now, let me open shop, man. Since 95% of you are fornicators, that's some money right there.
Honestly speaking, I'm telling you the facts.
Oh, yeah, I'll open shop. I'll open shop. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. What do we say about the act of sleeping around if worship is the same as lovemaking? Hello.
Yeah. I think, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome. Go
yes,
ahead.
I think it's just, to me, it's a general thing. When I say general, it's like a general thing.
Yeah, but what does that mean now? No, if you say everybody, that's not a, it's not a thing yet. So what does it mean to...
No, what I'm saying is a sin. You understand?
Oh, a sin?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. It's a everybody sin on a daily basis.
Why are you repeating this, everybody? One, I'm not on your street. Sorry. Stop doing this. I'm not on your WhatsApp.
Sorry. Some people are sinning every day. Okay. Yes. Some people maybe drinking to stupor, sleeping around, still, you know.
No, I'm not talking about sins. I'm not talking about sins. I'm talking about the act of sleeping around. Oh, come
yes.
on, help me.
The act also.
What does it mean? If we say that lovemaking is worship, remember that that's also the framework we're referencing. If worship and lovemaking are the same thing, and someone is sleeping around, what does that mean then?
Well, maybe they are just satisfying themselves.
And it's like, okay, right? And it's fine. It's okay.
If they can't hold themselves,
they should satisfy themselves.
It is their life. So whatever they
I'm not judging them. We're trying to call
saying,
it something.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you are judging them.
Yeah, so we're trying to call it something. Give me something. You don't have a
life. Is their maybe a lifestyle? I can call it a lifestyle.
You can't. Oh, Lord, thank you very much.
No.
You're not being a Lord today. Thank you. You're not being... Oh, come on, man. So this is what I want you to do. We have established... I needed to establish the argument first. And based on what we established, determine where the conversation can go. It seems as though, from comparing lovemaking to worship, we largely agree that lovemaking and worship are the same thing. So if lovemaking and worship is the same thing, and we know what worship is, Christian, Muslim, whatever you call, you know, whatever persuasions you have religiously, if they're the same thing, then what does it mean, therefore, that a person is worshiping at different places, a man with no religion or a woman with no religion? What does that do? Because if you sit with that for a moment, you realize then it must do something. If worship, so let me quickly recap it. Worship does something to you mentally. Worship does something to you physically. Worship does something to you emotionally. In fact, worship affects your emotions so that your emotions affects your mood. Someone called the show on, I think, 2 weeks ago and said that by science, scientific research, lovemaking affects the brain in a way that it kind of it ignites some certain... I cannot remember his words verbatim, but he gave us a scientific research and a conclusion that said that lovemaking kind of does something to the human brain, which of course is good for the human body and human mind. If that is lovemaking, how much more worship? So you sleep with some people and your spirit goes down. I know you felt it because I have. You sleep with some people, your spirit goes down. You worship, your spirit goes up. And that is a fact. So what happens when a man is everywhere or where a woman is everywhere? You can't call me and say nothing. Oh. Look, you have to attempt at being a Lord today. You know, this Lord thing is status symbol, all right? Don't fall beneath. Don't become a commoner. Yeah, you know. Welcome to the Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. You tell us your name, you go ahead.
Okay, my name is Lucky.
Good to have you here. Thank you.
Yeah, based on the question today.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, if I would say...
Why won't you turn off your radio? No Lord I know acts like that. That's just so, that's a commoner's behavior. You're a Lord. Act like it.
Sorry.
Have you done
Hello?
It? Better.
Yes.
Better. Thank you.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that, first of all, before we say whether you are want to based on emotion. First of all, physically as a human being, you need sex.
You need what?
Both man and woman. So you need sex.
You need it to survive.
Yes.
I disagree. Wow.
That's view from the man and come on the man perspective. What of Jacob? When Jacob have 12 wives.
So you might as well just tell me about David, Solomon. Solomon, who had 1,000 wives.
Huh?
Oh God of heaven! Wait, why are you referring to someone else? Tell me what you believe. You don't have David's grace. You don't have Solomon's grace. You don't have Jacob's grace. And God knows how God is going to judge them.
Those are human beings too. Now they are God. They are human beings. Like
So your point now is that we're just sex animals.
My point is that physically. It will meet the woman be physical satisfaction.
Let me establish a ground rule, and I think you don't know it here on Nigeria, on the sunny side. If I call you, if I ask a question, don't tell me what you, don't reference other people. Tell me what you believe. If you believe in sleeping around, just justify it. Don't tell me Solomon had 1,000 wives. I don't care. Solomon even fell out of grace because of his disobedience to God. You should read how Solomon ended. So tell me what you believe. That's what the Lord will do. All right. Thank you very much for being here. Nigeria Info. You guys are not catching up today. I'm not even going live. It's like, I'll just play music then, because what's the point, right? Yo, who's there? Why are you calling me? Oh, wait. Telephone line 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Hello.
Please, Joyce. Please. I just have to contribute something.
Sure. Just hear you.
Yeah. Thanks. Actually, first, the truth is that many people, first, they train their conscience to see it as normal. So first, the conscience that helps them understand that this art is wrong is dead.
Oh, buy this guy a bottle of cold water. What did you say? The conscience, they've trained their conscience.
Yes, that helps them understand that having sex with somebody that is not your wife or having sex with somebody after marriage, that conscience is dead.
I can take that.
That is why normally you see that when you get to a certain age, you need to have sex. You don't care about God's point of view if it comes to sex. You see it as we are all human. Everybody needs to satisfy themselves. I'm not married. I'm a matured man. But I try having sex in my life. But whenever I'm kissing and doing something, my conscience will start beating fast and I'll stop. Until today, I'm not married yet, but I could not do it.
So
the conscience that will help you feel that this art
is silent
against my worship.
It's silent.
It's dead.
Okay.
So that's just it.
Well,
that's why people see that's normal.
I could take that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's something at least. So if you disagree with that, now you can call me and give me something far superior. We're home on the Lords of Logic on Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, Joyce, I called you before you were playing music.
Oh.
And my credit was running.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Joyce, the topic you are raising are very sensitive. And I must commend you. Just like the guy that called and said you should be a marriage counselor, I am in support of that. I was telling my wife just minutes ago, you are very brilliant and intelligent.
I'm opening shop.
But I want to say, don't be like Nigeria.
Oh, God,
the sample the man was giving yesterday, I was really rejecting it on your behalf. You can't be like Nigeria.
Thank you. Of course not. Of course not.
So, concerning the topic...
Yeah.
Sleeping around is prostitution.
You got it.
Whether a man or a woman, whatever guise the person is giving it is prostitution. Simple.
What would it then mean psychologically, or maybe in this regard, non-physically? So that can be, you know, emotionally or spiritually. What would it mean? Because it seems as though what really compares, or what makes worship compare to lovemaking, is immaterial. So certainly sleeping around must have an immaterial effect. Is that clear?
Yes, sleeping around is an uncontrollable urge.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it could be genetic.
Okay.
It can be traced to family history.
Or in this
just like the person who was trying to use the Bible quotations or examples.
Okay.
If you look at the lineage of Jacob, David, you discover that that thing flows in their blood.
Okay. Okay.
So when you see a man that is sleeping around or a woman.
So what does it make the person? What does it make them? What do they become?
There is no joy in it. There is no enjoyment in it.
Okay. All right. I could take that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
I didn't notice what I lost until all the lights were off.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. What's your name? I'm with
Hello?
You.
Hello?
I can hear you. So your background is a little too noisy. It's louder than my voice. I'm so sorry. You're going to have to maybe adjust, find a quieter space and call back. I'm not married. Someone said I was married. No, I'm not. Never been. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Yeah, thank you very much for most of the program you've been for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Like this one is a kind of special topic to me personally. Because one.
Oh.
Yeah, what I said is that the scripture.
Okay.
If you go back to the scripture, you see the way they quantify fornication or adultery that time is like stoning to death in the old time, according to them.
Okay.
So if you are bringing it back to the present time now, if you compare what is the old time at the present time, fornication is like double sin. One, as you compare it to like something spiritual, whereby you said you know, it's also like worshiping or just like you compare the two of them. So to me,
it's okay if you need a minute. I like the fact that at least you're even thinking about it, you know. Oh, it's okay. Like I really respect that, because I think maybe what we're doing on the sunny side is I subject to your interrogation something you once ignored, and then we can look at it again. And it's not a problem that we made mistakes yesterday, but it's a problem if we don't make tomorrow better. That. So what's the WhatsApp message first?
Okay. Now, this is coming from someone who says, Joyce, there's nothing absolutely wrong with having sex with multiple willing partners except for the danger of infections. It could also be a breach of one's commitment to their partner. If these are not applicable, nothing more to be worried. If you can afford it and it's in line with your principles, it's totally okay. All of these sex has spiritual implications, do not have a single scientific proof. I honestly believe ladies wrote all this to scare men.
Wait, did you just say that all of what? All of these sex, what did he say? Repeat that.
All of this sex, in quote, has spiritual implications, do not have a single scientific proof.
Okay, so now Joy has no scientific, I mean, like, I don't know what you mean when you say scientific proof, but please read chapter 11 of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. So there's a book, it's a book about how to get rich, right? So read the book by Napoleon Hill. Chapter 11 specifically speaks about your sexual energy. So download the book. And so there's something that I think I've noticed that people would like to do. You argue on your assumptions, and there's nothing that defeats you more than not knowing and speaking. Nothing says that you are already defeated than you would speak and you don't know. So if you're there's a witchcraft book I read, Sex Magic, yeah? And one of the rules of sex magic is that you cannot sleep with multiple people, and that's even witchcraft. Mm. And you send that to me? So all right, but how about you know it? So that at least the privilege of knowing something is that at least you can make a different type of decision. I'm not making your lives, I'm not choosing your laws for you. I'm not telling you what to do, what not to do. But I think it's necessary that you labor in thought so that you're not reckless with your actions, and then you don't put up arguments like that. If witchcraft is telling you you can't sleep with multiple people if you want to be rich.
Hmm.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic.
Where are the
the Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Tell us your name.
What a number. Yeah, this is Susan.
Thank you very much. Susan?
Yeah, I want to liken that to if worship is likened to sex.
Now, that's what some of us believe. Do you believe it? And it's a different thing if you don't believe it. Do you understand it enough to believe
it? Yes, I do.
You agree.
Now, but what I want to say is this. Then sleeping around, I think is perverse, likened to like gay, where you worship an abominable thing. Like, you know, there's a time in the Bible that people can, you know, worship, and then God kills them when they worship in the process. So I think that is exactly like a perverse way of worship. That, you know, like what you said about witchcraft being like sleeping around is likened to witchcraft. So I think that is like gayism. It's like
I didn't say sleeping around is the same as witchcraft. No, I read a witchcraft book, and in the book, one of the rules is you can't sleep around. It's called.
And I totally agree with that. And so it's like a perverse way, It's totally condemned. It's like, you know,
okay,
instead of you doing the right thing, worshiping the right way, you're worshiping the other way and doing things the way that is unnaturally. And then there can be a cost to that. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I'm going to quickly go to something. There was a caller who called earlier on. And again, so it's interesting how a lot of callers today are linking this conversation to scripture. So I remember that there's a part in scripture. Can you find that scripture for us, please? That says that even the, please read it.
Okay, it's 1 Corinthians 6:18. It says, flee from, New International Version says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whosoever sins sexually sins against their own body.
So this last caller, for example, is saying something like, even in the worship of idolatry back in the day was punished by death. He didn't quite complete his thought. But then I even remembered this because a caller earlier on said something about how, thank you. The caller who hung up, who was trying to collect his thoughts properly. The caller who hung up made a reference to scripture, and he was even the one who helped me recall the scripture. And I think what he was trying to say, which he didn't say because he was still collecting his thoughts, I'll just let him have it and wait for him to call back. So it does quite appear that I have to hear more of you. Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Yes, my name is Ali. If it pleases you, I would like to ask you a few, like three questions I have. I'm taking pleasure listening to you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Who brought about this theory of making love is as good as worshiping? That's one. Two.
Let me answer that. I discovered something and I brought it on radio and I put it on radio as a conversation and I told people to agree or disagree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some certain percentage went for same, and then you assume that, okay, let us go by the majority.
The day we did it, and that's obvious, I mean, anybody who is listening to radio can confirm it, more people agreed that it was the same thing.
Okay, I will disagree with that. That's one. Two, who wrote this? Who is the author of this witchcraft book that you said you read? That's three. That's two.
Okay.
And then again, who says lovemaking is not different from having sex? These are two different things, to my own opinion.
So what you should have done, which is also what I've always said, I said if you disagree with the concept, then you must share with us your disagreement. I'm not imposing a logic on you or a philosophy on you. It was a topic on radio for 2 weeks, so it was enough time for anybody who had any disagreement to call in and give their disagreement. So I appreciate your disagreement, but you must give it to me. As again, assume, just allow me accept your assumptions and go home.
Okay. Yeah. Worshiping, when we worship, what has to do with spiritual? And when we have sex, when we make love, you're having a sex with somebody that you have intimacy with, that you love and I love you back. When you have You are just having it for a particular urge, just to satisfy your urge.
So that's only what it is to you?
Yes, that's what
okay.
it is
so,
to me.
So from me to you, please read the book Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, chapter 11. I'm even telling you the very chapter to read. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, chapter 11. All right?
Okay.
Nice having you. Thank you very much for calling.
You think Napoleon Hill cannot be argued with?
No. I think about it and then call me back. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm not giving you anything.
All right.
Thank you. Off on a break. We'll be right back. All right, so I want to quickly go to WhatsApp. I have a message from Czech Republic.
Yeah, coming from Constantine. It says, good evening. I've been practicing sex magic for 2 years and we rule out cheating. Real men don't cheat. And if you must, your woman must give the consent. I'm happy you read the book, Sex Magic.
All right, thank you very much. Constantine, he says, or?
Yeah.
Constantine
yeah.
from Czech Republic. Wow, Nigeria info all over the world then. Thank you very much, yeah? Okay, so now the last caller who called in, I want to reference something that you said. I'm sorry I cannot take any more calls because it's almost 3 p.m. and I want to say this in one breath. So he says, the last caller says that for him, sex is only self-gratification. Now, God said to the Israelites, I think it was God who said, a marriage can be broken only on the grounds of immorality or fornication. I mean, which was it, adultery, or who can help? Is it adultery? Adultery, right? Good. So if a marriage can be broken on the grounds of adultery, it cannot be that adultery is self-gratification. It must mean something more for God to say that that's grounds for ending the marriage, for ending a union. And if we labor in thought, the truth is as clear as the sky is blue. My name's Joyce, and this girl is going home. Look, it's been my pleasure working with you and being your host. I'll see you next Monday on the Sunny Side. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. I wanted to play you Rita Ora, a beautiful love song. Rita Ora and Chris Brown, you would love it as much as I do.